Aleph Ye Tov Shin Pei. I'm using tops for Netilas Yedaim. Good morning to the ganze Olam and the schus of the Torah of this shiur of all the listeners should be a schus send a refuah to all the cholim and there'll be a hagona as everybody alive and gesund marech yomim v'shonim. The shayla we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem today is, can you use a tap for Netilas Yedaim? Avada, that's poshut. Chatchila, certainly you should be using a keli for Netilas Yedaim. What happens if you're in a situation that you cannot use a keli, or you haven't got a keli? Can you turn on a tap and wash your hands and be with that be mekayim Netilas Yedaim for eating bread? Will that be okay? So there's many shailas covering using taps. So the first shaila is that there's one tanai that we paskin in Hilchos Netilas Yedaim is that you need koyach gavra or a koyach of a person, or at least even if we hold that a monkey can also be netilas yedaim, you need koyach noisen. Somebody has to be pulled by somebody. Even a monkey, a koif, might be called, he's poured it. Oh, but it has to be a koich of a noisen. So the shaila is, when you turn on a tap, is that called, koich noisen or not? That is a shaila. For this shaila, the mafurisha mechaba in kuf nun tes sif tes, as the mechaba says, if you've got a barrel of water, and inside the barrel of water, you've got there's a hole in the barrel, and there is a stopper in the hole, so if you take out the stopper and the water comes pouring out of the barrel, so the first pour is called koyach gavra, but any water coming out after the first pour, that will not be called koyach gavra, and in memela it's not kosher for Netilas Yedaim. So using a tap is basically a stopper on the pipe, stopping the water coming out. So by me turning the tap, in other words, I am just removing the stopper, and by removing the stopper, so on the shaila of Koech Gavra, so by turning the tap, and I've removed the stopper, so the first pour will be okay. After that, it will not be okay. The next pause, you can't be yotze Netilas Yedaim with it. But the Mishnah Berurah says that even so, chatchila certainly you can't be yotze Netilas Yedaim with it. But what happens if you've washed your hands in that manner, that the use the water after the first pour of when you've taken out the stopper or when you've turned the tap, so you'll have to wash your hands again. So if you've made the bracha on the first Netilas Yadayim, or you've made a hefsik between the first Netilas Yadayim and the second one, you can still not make a new bracha on the second one, because according to Shittas HaRambam, you are yotzer even the water which comes out not only from the first pour, also from the second pour. So that will be the shaila of koyach gavra, and the Mishnah Berurah himself, the poskim themselves, speak about using a tap, and they used to have this handfas which had a tap on it, and this tap they've got a name for it. They used to call it a tanagol. I'm not quite sure why they call it a tanagol. Maybe the old taps at the top looked a bit like a chicken, and in Yiddish they call it a kron. So the Mishnah Berurah, the poskim say that you turn it on and off, that will be called koyach gavra. That'll be called koyach gavra, and it'll be okay. That'll be koyach gavra, and it'll be okay. That'll be koyach gavra, and it'll be okay. The next shaila is. The next shaila, which that is basically the shaila of taps, is what is the halacha of a tap? Has it got a shem keli or not? Because for Netilas Yadayim, the aleph is that Netilas Yadayim is only from a keli, and it's not from anything else. So the shaila is a tap called a keli. So there's two shailas. Number one, the actual tap of a keli. Number two, are the pipes a keli? So first we'll discuss the pipes. So the pipes is basically a pipe. And it's only got two walls to it, because on either end it is open. So if you just take a plain pipe, it's not called a kli kibble. So if it's not called a kli kibble, a plain pipe, so mamela it hasn't got a shem keli. Now there is a shaila, which states in Mechaber, Bis Yosef, and the Ramah, they all say. Now, if you've got a keli, which you've got a hole in, and basically it's a keli, let's say the kiyoil or any Shabbos kettle, that you've got a tap at the bottom of it. So is that called a keli or not? Because when you open it up, it cannot hold the water. All the water runs out. Is that called a keli or not? So the Bis Yosef is mechiyach, that a keli which is going to be used with a stopper, with something stopping it, that has got a shem keli, because the derech of the shimush of this keli is with a stopper. So the hole that it has when you take out the stopper, that is not called a hole, and mamela it has got a shem keli. The shaila here is that if you've got a keli, which you're going to put a stopper to it, that means every pipe, yeah, you don't leave the pipe open from both ends. The pipe, you're going to put, what we're talking about, you're going to put a tap at the end of the pipe. Once you're putting the tap at the end of the pipe, so mamela, you've made a stopper to it. If you made a stopper to the pipe, so mamela, if you made a stopper to the pipe, So Mamela, that could be is turning the pipe into a keli. But the Noida Biyuda says that the Ida Klal in the Gemara, that the Gemara says, if you make it, if it had a Shem Keli when before it became Mechuba Lekarka, and later you were Mechaber Lekarka, it still retains its Shem Keli. But if it never had a Shem Keli when it was Tolush, when it wasn't connected to the Karka, and only later do you make it into a base kibble once you've connected it to the Karka, so then it does not get a Shem Keli. And that is called, what Loshna Gemara is, Kovoi, you were Kaveir it, you fixed it to the Karka, or Lebesoif Chokakoi, and in the end, you made into a base kibble, then it does not get a Shem Keli. So we made the pipes, what are they? When they were Tolush, they did not have a Shem Keli, because they didn't have a Kli kibble to it. When does it get a Shem Keli? When you put, let's say, the tap on the end of it. And when do you put the tap on the end of it? It usually, you put the tap on the end of the pipe once the pipe is already fixed on the wall. And Mamela is, so if the pipe was already Mechuba Lekarka, and Mamela, it will be called a Kovoi or the Besoif Chokakoi, and it won't have a Shem Keli. As Enachanama, if you're going to have a Hechatimtze, that you put the tap on the pipe before you put it onto the wall, and they had the hechatimtze of being able to be mechabel, then it'll still retain its Shem Keli even when you're being mechabrit. So Klapper, let's say, talking about the pipes, the pashtas, the pipe has not got a din of a Keli, because it is only got received, it only got its stopper, and when once it was already fixed into the ground, Mechuba Lekarka, and Mamela, it does not get a Shem Keli. The nafkamina of this Shaila will be, let's say you've got a tap which is not Mechuba Lekarka. Yeah, what will be the case, which is quite motzu when the Shaila is, when you don't have a Keli and you want to wash your hands for the Tizidayim, is when you're in the airport. And when you're in the airport, there is there water fountains. Now these water fountains, so sometimes they are not Mechuba Lekarka. So if they're not Mechuba Lekarka, so then the water inside them, they've got some water inside these water fountains. So these water inside them will have a Shem Keli. And then the Chora, yeah, we'll have to discuss the other part of the Shaila, of the Chayla, Klapa, the pipe, and these, that will have a Shem Tolush, and Mamela, if it'll have a Shem Tolush, Mamela, then you'll be able to use a water fountain, because the water fountain in itself is Tolush, and it's not Mechuba Lekarka, and Mamela, it'll have a Shem Keli, and you'll be able to wash your hands from the Tzitzis Yadayim with a water fountain. Yeah, you'll have to make sure that what we discussed before, that it has to be koyach gavra, so you'll have to be pressing it and making sure that you're getting the water out, and not that that you've pressed it once and then it's automatically still coming out. I think water fountain is that you have to press it, and if you release your pressure, then it just goes back. So then it's something which you release the pressure, unless it just returns to the original status, so then it's not, then it's called koyach gavra, as long as you are pressing it. Now, the chelik of the pipes, when a normal pipe is not called a keli, so mamela is not called a natila from a keli. Now, the next shaila, which is a shaila, that is the actual tap. The actual tap, is that called a keli or not? So before we speak about taps, yeah. So there's many taps. There's all shapes and sizes of taps. So now let's take a normal. There's no normal. Let's take a tap which the spout. So till where the valve is on the chelik of the tap, that's not called a keli, because that part where it connects itself to the pipe, it's got no shem keli to it, because you put water in it, it'll just fall out. So it's like a keli which has got a hole in it, and mamela is not called a keli. The shaila is on the chelik of the spout after the valve of the tap which you turn, or you pick it up, that chelik, does that have a shem keli or not? So now, if you've got if the spout is poshut straight, so then that hasn't got a shem keli, because if you got a straight spout, that is like a pipe, like a straight pipe, and it cannot be makabel mayim, and mamela that hasn't got a shem keli. So mamela, if you got a straight tap, then it certainly isn't a shem keli, and you cannot use it for nantilas yadayim, because if it's straight, that means it's a horizontal tap. So mamela, this tap, it cannot hold water. It's automatically, once the water comes into there, it just falls out. So that cannot hold any water, and mamela, that will not have a shem keli. So that's poshut. Now the shaila will be here is with if we'll. Which many taps on sinks, yeah, on Shabbos kettles they're usually straight, but on the sinks, normal taps, or many of them, are that they go up slightly. Oh, so now, once these taps go up, they go up slightly, so now they are now being mekabel mayim. So once they are being mekabel mayim, so mamela, They've got a Shem Keli. So if they've got a Shem Keli, so now the only problem will be Koyach Gavra. So turn off and on the tap, and then the Chayre, it should be okay. Oh, but the Shaila here is that another halacha, the Gavra Natilas Yadayim, another two halachas. One halacha is that it has to be a Keli Machzik Revius. So, and if it's not a keli Machzik Revius, because the Revius is that what's the water, the amount of water that you need for Natilas Yadayim, and if it's not a keli Machzik Revius, it's not kosher the Natilas Yadayim. So it will depend how much water the spout can take. Yeah, if you've got only a small spout, then that spout cannot be machzik revius. But if you're going to get like a lot of mixer taps, yeah, they've got a long spout, yeah, and such a long spout, there's, I highly doubt it, there'll be a revius in there, but there is a possibility that it might be able to contain a revius, and if that spout can contain a revius, then it'll be called a keli, and then it will be kosher the Natilas Yadayim, because the tap, when it was tolush, it had the possibility of being able to be mekabel the mayim before, because every tap, when the valve was closed, it had betolush the possibility of being able to be mekabel mayim, and mamela, it'll have a shem kli. So if it could be machzik revius, then it would be kosher. Now there's another shaila, Now this is another halacha, which state in Shulchan Aruch, that if you've got a keli, which in the middle of the wall of the keli, you've got a hole in it. So then you can, if the hole is big enough, you can do Netilas Yadayim through that hole, but you can't do three Netilas Yadayim through the mouth of the keli. The reason is because Netilas Yadayim, the water has to come direct from a keli. If in between, after leaving the keli, till it reaches your hand, it went in another place, which is not a keli, so then it's coming to your hand, not from a keli, and mamela, it won't be kosher for netilas, won't be kosher for netilas yadayim. So now the shaila here is, if you've got a tap, and let's say there's a spout, a big spout, let's say it'll be machzik revius, but then there's always a part afterwards where it bends, and then in that place it cannot be machzik any water, and so now it will that be a chesaron or not? Is that called that it's not come from a keli or not? So this shaila is better a machlokes prima godim and the machzah shekel. Machzah shekel holds that it's no good. Prima godim says that it is okay. Yeah, there is a raya from a Gemara that might be okay. So the Chaznish says that it depends. That if the thing where the water goes afterwards is stopping the flow of the water coming out of the keli, then it is a problem. But if it's not stopping it, then it's not a problem. So it'll depend on this tap. If you've got a tap which holds a revius, and depend how the top of the tap will work, then it's not holding back the water from the keli, then it'll be okay. So lemaisa, it's hard to say in every tap how it is, if it be machzik revius, if not machzik revius, and it's a sofik. So Michas Yitzchok has got a slight solution, as Michas Yitzchok says that there is a sink, it's not called a keli, because it had a hole in at the bottom before you fix the sink in. So Mamela, the sink is not called a keli, and Hiyos, the sink is not called a keli, so put the stopper in the sink and have the water running, and now you'll be able to do tefillas yadayim in the sink. Yeah, but he said that's also not poshut, and it's because nitzuk is a chibur legaba metilas yadayim. It's not poshut, it's machlokes if it works, and it's not klar if here will be mechuba. But it says b'shas adchak, then use a tap, wash your hands under the tap, and then fill the sink with water and leave the water running, and put your hands into the sink. So you'll have netilas yadayim, maybe netilas yadayim, maybe tefillas yadayim. And b'shas adchak, it will work. I can add that. Maybe put gloves on, so you'll have Kerech Yodav B'mappa as well, and so maybe you'll be yotzer that. The Rebbein Shem should help, that we should be zeicher to do the Emerson Netilas Yadayim, which was the Chatchila Masukim for Truma, and the Kohenim should be do Netilas Yadayim for Truma, and the Rebbein Shem should b'meher b'meinu build back the Beit HaMikdash, and take away from us all tzoras, and we should all live the richest yomim and shonim tovim.